I drove into Lame Deer, taking the roundabout and heading past the Flour Grinder coffee shop down Cheyenne Avenue. Not necessarily. As an elected official, I can tell you that old people like to get mad and write crazy letters. Present company accepted? Absolutely. Well, you are in luck. Why is that? I just saw Melvin Rook walk into the big store. Waiting for another car to pull forward, I slipped into the spot and started to get out of the vehicle, but noticed the bear wasn't moving. You're not coming? Do you need backup? Probably not. I'm hell on the octogenarian set. Good luck. I glanced toward the door of the trading post. What does he look like? You will know him when you see him. Getting the distinct feeling I was being set up, I closed the door and started in, once again glancing back at the bear who appeared to be covering a smile with his hand. The Lame Deer trading post was humming on a weekend with lots of women and children and a few men. The lines at the cash register were long, and there was a general bustle as people worked their way up and down the aisles. It was always interesting to me to see the difference between the Res grocery stores and the ones back in Durant, starting with the craft section with beading supplies and leatherwork, T-shirts, blankets, and jewelry. Moving past the end of the aisles, I spotted an elderly man in the condiment section. He was holding a bottle and reading the ingredients. He was tiny and looked to be the prescribed 100 years old, or maybe older. He wore thick-lensed glasses and an age-worn black sweatshirt that read, Lame Deer Morning Stars. Once again relying on my uncanny powers of deduction, I approached him. Mr. Rook? He continued studying the mustard bottle. I stepped in a little closer. Melvin Rook?
I heard you, young man.
Sorry, but you didn't respond.
Just because I didn't respond doesn't mean I didn't hear you. How is it I am to hear you when you don't speak up?
Raising my voice, I tipped my hat back and smiled, attempting to convey an open and friendly persona. Sorry, my name is Walt Longmire. He finally turned to look in my general direction, raising the bifocals from his eyes to peer at me.
I know who you are.
I was a little surprised. Well, good.
You used to hang around with that other good-for-nothing Henry Standing Bear, as I recall.
I wasn't quite sure what to say to that. Right, well, he turned toward me fully, still holding the mustard.
Did you ever make anything of yourself?
What?
You played football, as I recall. At least, well enough to continue on to college.
He continued to study me.
You seem to have gained weight, and from the multitude of scars on your hands and face and that missing part of your ear, you give the appearance of having become a thug. Am I correct in my assumptions?
I tried to laugh. Actually, I'm a sheriff. His face remained still.
Well, there's our answer.
I took a breath and started again. Mr. Rook, I understand you still drive the Morningstar bus for the high school.
What do you mean, still?
I noticed people were stopping and staring at us. Well, that you still drive the bus.
Are you implying, young man, that I am too old to be doing the job?
No,
For 50 years I have been bestowed the responsibility of safeguarding the children of the great Northern Cheyenne Nation. With millions of miles traveled without incident, I have relished the opportunity to contribute in some small way to the athletic success of our people and have seen some of the greatest native athletes pursue glorious achievements beyond our wildest dreams.
I'm sure you have. I cleared my throat in hopes of putting a little space in the conversation. Do you know a student by the name of Jaya Long? He cocked his aged head, shaking it at me.
You mean last year's girl MVP, who averaged 33.6 points, 22.3 rebounds, 18 steals, and 2.3 assists a game? That Jaya One Moon?
Yep, that would be the one.
And what did you like to know?
I understand there was an altercation on the school bus.
Altercation?
An incident where you had to stop the bus and there were words between yourself and Jaya Long, One Moon?
He sighed. Mr. Longmire, have you ever driven a bus full of schoolchildren?
Well, no.
There are nothing but altercations of the type you describe, things I'm afraid you cannot even imagine.
Well, in the instance to which you are referring, the young woman was attempting to throw another student out the window.
Now, this may seem like an atrocious act, but I can assure you that it is the kind of thing that happens daily. In this instance, I stopped the bus, went back and had a conversation with the young lady in question, and voices were indeed raised, but it was nothing more than that. Now, might I ask where it is that you got the idea that this was anything more than a run-of-the-mill incident?
There was a crowd now that had developed in the aisle, most of them laughing and whispering among themselves.
Who, may I ask, told you about it? one of the students. He carefully replaced the mustard back on the shelf, nudging it to join its brethren.
A student?
Yes.
I had thought of asking how you were coming along in your chosen profession, Mr. Longmire, but after speaking with you, I've drawn my own conclusions.
He dug a hand in one of his pockets, pulling out a coin and giving it to me. I would like you to use this quarter to call the Attorney General of Wyoming and tell him there is serious doubt as to whether you should continue as a sheriff.